Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when it's becoming more and more obvious as the days go by and we approach a government shutdown, a pointless, costly, destructive, ill-considered, nutty, incompetent, pathetic government shutdown. As we approach that day, which is due in 8 days from now, it's incredible, we are also seeing new evidence of corruption, deep corruption in our government, which has one aspect, the indictment of Senator Robert Menendez and his wife, his new wife, Nadine. We will get to that. Why is that good news for the country? Well, it's good news for the country, and it's good news for a lot of people who are suspicious of the government, because he's a Democrat. And for those people who have said that they want to destroy the FBI, that they want to destroy the Justice Department, that they're all weaponized, well, it's kind of difficult to explain why they're going after this unspeakably corrupt chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, a Democrat from New Jersey, who has, by the way, withstood criminal charges before. So we will see what happens now. Meanwhile, the U.S. braces for a costly government shutdown in 8 days. Federal workers and military service members won't be paid. Well, federal programs from some food safety inspections to child care funds come to an abrupt halt. This is just what we need. We also have all kinds of indications that despite the fact that President Trump is boycotting it again, the debates that are scheduled for next week could be a turning point in the battle for the Republican nomination. There are polls, there are other indications, there are two major articles that say that right now this may be a moment for one of President Trump's challengers for the nomination. Which one? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also get to why it is that in the city of Seattle, the program, very expensive program in King County, which is the county that Seattle is located in, of course, that expensive program to deal with homelessness has just totally collapsed. Why would that be happening? We will get to that, and we will also be speaking with Megan McArdle, who has written a very important piece saying that liberals have for too long left it up to conservatives to defend the benefits of wedded bliss, the importance of marriage. And what do we do about providing married parents for children, which clearly is the proper and the ideal and the most effective means for raising children? We will talk with Megan McArdle of the Washington Post about that. But meanwhile, the scandal of the day, it hit this morning, Friday morning, today, and Senator Robert Menendez, Democrat, New Jersey, and his wife, Nadine Arcelorian, she goes by Menendez, though, they have been married since 2019. In any event, Senator Menendez and his wife have been indicted on bribery charges. Justice Department officials announced this morning, detailing what officials said was a corrupt scheme involving gold bars, stacks of cash, and using the senator's powerful position to secretly benefit the Egyptian government. Okay, this is so weird. The last time where Senator Menendez had to stand trial was using his position to benefit an eye doctor who was very much involved in cheating the government of payments for his practice. But that's a different story. This story is about Egypt. The indictment lays out wide-ranging abuses of power that the senator and his wife, Nadine Menendez, are accused of committing to help New Jersey business executives in exchange for cash and gifts totaling hundreds of thousands of dollars. At one point, Menendez is alleged to have pressed the Biden administration to nominate a U.S. attorney in New Jersey who he thought would be sympathetic to his real estate developer friend who was facing federal fraud charges. In another instance, Menendez allegedly took meetings with Egyptian military officials as part of an arrangement that secured his wife a low or no-show job with an Egyptian-American businessman. Both the friend and the businessman are also charged in the indictment. The statement by the prosecutor, those bribes included cash, gold, payments toward a home mortgage, compensation for a low or no-show job, a luxury vehicle, it was a 2019 Mercedes, and other things of value. That's what the indictment charges. Officials said the senator is scheduled to make his first appearance in Manhattan federal court next week, Wednesday. So I guess he's not going to be participating too heavily in all the fun of the looming government shutdown. This is basically the statement by U.S. Attorney Damian Williams, who outlined the details of the indictment against a Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, Democrat of New Jersey, and his wife for bribery. Listen, clip 14.
First, the indictment alleges that Senator Menendez used his power and influence, including his leadership role on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, to benefit the government of Egypt in various ways. Second, the indictment alleges that Senator Menendez used his power and influence to try to disrupt a criminal investigation and prosecution undertaken by the New Jersey Attorney General's office related to an associate and a relative of Uribe. Third, the indictment alleges that Senator Menendez used his power and influence to try to disrupt a federal prosecution of Davies in the District of New Jersey.
Okay, this continues. The U.S. Attorney Damian Williams went on about what they found searching Menendez's home. It's interesting. Clip 15.
Now, as part of this investigation, special agents with the FBI executed search warrants on the residence and safe deposit box of Senator Menendez and Nadine Menendez in New Jersey. When they got there, they discovered approximately $500,000 of cash stuffed into envelopes and closets. Some of the cash was stuffed in the senator's jacket pockets. And some of the cash, some of the envelopes of cash, contained Davies' fingerprints or Davies' DNA. That's not all. Agents also discovered a lot of gold. Gold that was provided by Davies and Hanna. And the FBI, of course, found the Mercedes-Benz that Uribe had provided them. But the items that the FBI uncovered are discussed in the indictment, which I encourage all of you to read carefully.
Okay, this is truly remarkable, and it's why we were talking yesterday about the Pew study where they asked people across the country an open question. What's the one word that best describes our politics? And the one word was corrupt. One word was divisive. That was actually the most common word. But other words like disgusting, dysfunctional. Our politics isn't working. This is amazing. Nikki Haley was asked an interesting question. And it's the same kind of question, which is basically, how did she think that history would view her rival for the nomination, Donald Trump, 100 years from now? Tough question for her to handle politically. Is it, by the way, as people suggest, Nikki Haley's moment in the campaign? We will get to that and more coming right up on the MedVed Show.
So beautiful. So beautiful.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MedVed. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MedVed at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Join your Free Market Champions Washington Policy Center for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hobby makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, MichaelMedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael MedVed Show, we will get to more on Senator Menendez. It is a reassuring, it seems to me, prosecution by the Justice Department of the United States, by the Justice Department under the direction of Merrick Garland, by the FBI of the United States under the leadership of Director Wray, who, of course, was appointed by President Trump. But they're going after a Democratic senator and a very powerful and senior Democratic senator. And it really should reassure people that when the claim is that the FBI and the Justice Department have just become basically tools and weapons in the hands of the Biden administration, well, it's more complicated than that. We'll also indicate something else that Senator Menendez ought to be indicted for, which is the way that he proposed to his girlfriend, who is now his co-defendant in a very serious case, that frankly deserves to drive him out of the United States Senate, which of course is so extraordinarily close. There's only one seat that gives the Democrats a clear majority, the one seat, and then, of course, when it's tied, if it's tied again at 50-50, Kamala Harris gets to break the tie. But we will see what's happening there. Meanwhile, Nikki Haley has gained a great deal of attention. There's a piece by Chris Saliza that he has just posted, which is this Nikki Haley's moment? And he points out three polls that were out this week that paint a clear picture. Nikki Haley is having a moment. Okay, she had a moment 4 hours ago at a town hall in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, which is one of the biggest cities in New Hampshire. New Hampshire doesn't have a lot of big cities. But she was asked a very intriguing and challenging question. And after stalling for time to gather her thoughts and remarking that she'd never been asked that question before, well, she provided an answer. The question was about her opponent, her principal opponent, the front runner for the Republican nomination for president, Donald Trump. Listen.
How do I think he will be remembered? Time does funny things. My thought will be that he was the right president at the right time. He broke things that needed to be broken. He listened and brought in a group of people who felt unheard, like where I grew up, rural South Carolina. He was strong on foreign policy and getting America's respect in the world. He was thin-skinned and easily distracted.
Pause.
He didn't do anything on fiscal policy and really spent a lot of money, and we're all paying the price for it. He did do a better job than Biden on the border, really trying to corral that in and stop that. He used to be good on foreign policy, and now he has started to walk it back and get weak in the knees when it comes to Ukraine. A terrible thing happened on January 6th, and he called it a beautiful day, and in the eyes of America, it was a terrible day.
Okay, just a small spattering of applause. Maybe there are people there at Portsmouth who don't think that January 6th was a terrible day. Ron Filipowski comments, he's a real presence on X, on Twitter, what used to be called Twitter. He says, many have speculated that Nikki Haley is just running to become Donald Trump's running mate. I've never been so sure about that. Although there was some praise for Trump in this, surely she knows that he can't handle any criticism whatsoever and would never consider someone who takes shots at him, however mild. I have said before, I do think that the speculation is right, that Nikki Haley would not take the vice presidency even if Donald Trump offered it. First of all, because I think one of the reasons she's running and one of the reasons she's having a moment is because there's all kinds of indications that have come out just recently that Donald Trump would have a very tough time winning this election. And there's nothing that can kill a political career quite as definitively as running as a vice presidential nominee on a losing ticket. I mean, think what that meant for Sarah Palin, for instance, or what it meant for John Edwards. Running for vice president on a losing ticket is not something you want to do. And what Nikki Haley, what all of this material about her moment and about how she has been soaring in the polls, Chris Eliza points out a new CNN University of New Hampshire poll shows that she's up 7% from a July poll in the same state. This is New Hampshire. She's statistically tied with Vivek Ramaswamy and several others for second place behind Donald Trump. Fox Business polls conducted in Iowa and South Carolina show similar results. In Iowa, Haley has doubled her support, and she is now solidly in third place behind Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, where there are rumors running rampant that Ron DeSantis is going to drop out at some point. Where does his support go? Wouldn't some of it go to Nikki Haley? The fascinating question, and this was raised by Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College. I've got to give him credit. Haley gave a thoughtful, impromptu answer to that question about how will history remember Donald Trump. And the question is, how would Trump answer that question?
I am the chosen one.
Yeah, of course. President Trump also has Truth Social. It is nonetheless a tweet of the day. We will get to that. And he's claiming credit for something that I think is actually, it's a much higher power even than Donald Trump that is responsible for what he is claiming credit for. One of the things he is not claiming credit for is stopping a government shutdown. Why not? Because he has been openly encouraging it. By the way, if somebody out there thinks that a government shutdown is a good thing, that it'll help the country, it'll help the Republican cause, it'll help conservatism, if you think that, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. We will be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is being charged with bribery offenses in a federal indictment out of the Southern District of New York that's being unsealed today. NBC News 4 reporting that the FBI and IRS criminal investigators are attempting to determine if Menendez or his wife had taken up to $400,000 worth of gold bars from Fred Davis, a New Jersey developer developer and former bank chairman, or his associates in a swap for Menendez reaching out to the Justice Department to aid the admitted felon accused of banking crimes. The White House defending its border policies as migrant crossings are surging. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasized that the administration has implemented measures to control the influx of migrants.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
And on the Michael Medved show, President Trump has said that he could solve the problem of the Ukraine war and bring peace to the Ukraine in 24 hours. And President Zelensky, I think, very intelligently said, please, Mr. President, if you really know how to end the war, tell me. We'll work on it. Why should it have to wait for another year and a half until your inauguration? President Trump has been, the last couple of days, more and more disconnected, it seems pretty obvious, from reality. For instance, consider this tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the tweet today, and again, I'll read it very slowly. This is on Truth Social. And it's from the real Donald Trump. And he says, many people are saying that you forced Rupert Murdoch into retirement. Okay, President Trump, very powerful guy. But Father Time is more powerful. Rupert Murdoch is 92 years old. I mean, that's even easier than the... It's even older than the ex-husband of Murdoch's ex-wife. That would be Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger's a remarkably young 82. And, but 92 is different from 82. And I don't think anybody should have to force somebody out of active involvement. And Murdoch has not said that he's going to disappear from the News Corp, the Fox companies, because of age, but he is turning it over to his son, Lachlan Murdoch. In any event, President Trump writes, many people are saying that you forced Rupert Murdoch into retirement. I don't know anybody who's saying that, but the president goes along. I do not believe this is so. Good, even he doesn't agree. But while we're at it, how about getting rid of Democrat Mitch McConnell? And he has Democrat in quotation marks. Who gives the radical left lunatics, all capitals, together with his small band of automatic yes votes, everything they want. There is zero Republican leadership in the United States Senate. MAGA, 3 exclamation points. So, again, if he's very unhappy with the 49 Republican senators who are working there in the U.S. Senate, is he going to concentrate, as he did last time in the election, and actually knocking off Republicans he doesn't like? Or is he going to concentrate and try to give the Republicans, and even Mitch McConnell, who he may not like, control of the U.S. Senate so that we can actually more readily solve things like this government shutdown, which would be appallingly painful and a disaster for most people. I mean, this is really very, very strange. When we were talking before about Nikki Haley answering about Trump's role in history, and which I think seals her role in history as being a serious presidential contender who is not running for vice president. Because if she were actually trying to pursue, and she's only in her early 50s, if she was actually insisting on pursuing the job of vice president, she knows that she's not going to appeal to President Trump by saying that he is thin-skinned or that he fell short on foreign policy. There is, in fact, a New York Times correspondent and a CNN analyst, Maggie Haberman, who actually mocked Nikki Haley's backhanded praise of ex-President Trump. But she did agree with the candidate's assessment that Trump is thin-skinned. Listen.
Things are true there, and some were not. That what she said about how he used to be strong about Ukraine, that was a different period of time that I witnessed anyway during the impeachment battle, the first impeachment battle, which was about Trump trying to withhold congressionally approved military aid to Ukraine. But in terms of that he is thin-skinned, I don't think that anybody is taking issue with that characterization. I do think that you are seeing Nikki Haley carve out a pretty interesting space of separation from Donald Trump. And you are correct that she is moving not just in New Hampshire, but in other states as well. The campaigns are all talking about it as well, that she is a threat to DeSantis, but she's a threat to anybody else in the non-Trump lane. And she has a delicate line to walk because she did serve him, because she did defend him any number of times. I think one of the things that is complicating for a lot of the folks in this current field who have praised Trump at various points, some of them still very much so, like Vivek Ramaswamy, is trying to reconcile for voters what is different. But Caitlin, Donald Trump is not a different Donald Trump, and I think that's one of the things that is sounds inauthentic when these candidates are saying it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there is also more. Last night on CNN, in the program The Source with Caitlin Collins, the anchor played tape of Haley. Claiming Trump was good on foreign policy, but then later got weak on Ukraine. And Maggie Haberman commented about that as not fully in line with her. Which we just heard from Maggie Haberman. Meanwhile, the rest of this piece on Nikki Haley about this being her moment, there's another piece by David Weigel that says the same thing. A Fox Business poll conducted in Iowa and South Carolina shows similar results. In Iowa, Haley has doubled her support. And the slew of numbers come even as Haley prepares for the second presidential debate next week, another debate where Trump will take a pass, ceding the spotlight to the candidates trying to make up ground on him. And it follows a star turn for her in the first debate last month, which has goosed Haley's fundraising and crowds in early states. This moment, however, puts Haley in a bit of an odd situation. She may be emerging as the queen of the also-rans, but she's nowhere near Trump, who more than ever before looks to be running away with the nomination. Dave Weigel did another piece headlined, Nikki Haley is riding a charming, focused, and consistent campaign to third place. And he writes, no other candidate in this race has executed an underdog strategy so effectively with so little deviation from her original plan. Haley has managed to nail her core message that she's fresher, more electable, less erratic alternative to Trump. At the same time, she appears to have topped out in the high single digits among Republican voters nationally and in Iowa. And it's not clear how much more of a constituency is left for her approach. Well, this goes back to a column yesterday by Carl Rove, which took a look at the history of another campaign and another candidate who came seemingly out of nowhere to come within just a few delegate votes of winning a presidential nomination. Who are we talking about? And what's the nature of the opposition? President Trump says that he is protecting the people of the United States from. We will get to that and more coming up. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show.
And on the Michael Medved show, talking about Nikki Haley's moment, and one of the things that Chris Cillizza says about what she's going to do with it, about some of the energy that she has gathered, with the expectation that she has a very good chance of being a star of the debate next week, partially because Trump is refusing to participate. And again, it would be good for the country, it would be good for the Trump campaign, it would be good for the Republican Party if he reconsidered that and came out there with the other candidates and let people listen to the choice. Because it's entirely possible that what people would see is a Donald Trump who had an almost supernatural view of himself, as if he were on some kind of messianic or at least angelic mission to, quote, make America great again. Here is what President Trump sounded like when he talked about protecting the people from demonic forces. This was in D.C. Listen.
But I wanted to and had to stand up to the communists, the Marxists, the atheists, and the evil and demonic forces that want to destroy our country. They're destroying our country. I took their fire, and I did it gladly. I'm protecting the people in this room. I'm protecting the people of this nation. And I have to tell you, it's not easy, but it's something that's such an honor to be doing. It's no wonder. Thank you.
Okay, when he keeps using terms like communists and Marxists and atheists, and he's protecting people from these demonic forces, which one of his opponents does he think is demonic? Which one of his opponents does he think is a communist? This is perhaps not the ideal way to run a campaign. I mean, even Putin rejects the term communist. The Communist Party in Russia doesn't support Putin, even though Putin is an old KGB agent. And he doesn't criticize Putin that way. He talks about Putin being bright and brilliant and so accomplished, and his wonderful relationship with the dictator, the brutal dictator of Russia. And Chris Christie was speaking on CNN in response to some attacks on social media that were issued by President Trump in the middle of the night last night. This is the explanation of that from Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey.
He clearly sees you as a potential significant rival.
Right. Well, you know, he said himself, Wolf, a few weeks ago, I only attack number two. Well, he has stopped attacking Ron DeSantis and he started attacking me. You and I have sat here before and had this conversation. I told you that I was going to gain in this race. We've seen it now in all the polling in New Hampshire. I'm a second place in New Hampshire. We are going to take on Donald Trump directly. He doesn't like it when he's taken on directly and he's confronted. I'm the only one on that stage who is unwilling to raise my hand beside Asa Hutchinson and say I wouldn't support a convicted felon for president of the United States. He doesn't like when people stand up to him and call him out on the nonsense that he's involved in. And I guess he had a bad night last night. Maybe he had some bad Chinese food or something, Wolf. But at 11:30 at night, a little indigestion, decided to attack me. Keep it coming, Donald. And by the way, if he had any guts, he'd get on the debate stage, and he's got things to say about me. Stop hiding behind your social media site, your failed social media site, Donald, and start taking me on directly. Show up. Stop being a coward.
Okay, is he making disrespectful comments about Chinese food? Is that going to be condemned as some kind of racism? No, I don't think so. Obviously, he is hoping that President Trump will hear what he is saying and will respond accordingly. Why? Because as Nikki Haley said at her campaign event in New Hampshire, because he is thin-skinned and easily distracted. Even though he was, she thinks, the right president at the right time. This is clip 7.
He was the right president at the right time. He was thin-skinned and easily distracted. He didn't do anything on fiscal policy and really spent a lot of money, and we're all paying the price for it. He used to be good on foreign policy, and now he has started to walk it back and get weak in the knees when it comes to Ukraine.
Okay, that's a daily double. That's a thinner, less high-quality recording of what you heard before with Nikki Haley answering the question how she thinks that history will remember Donald Trump. Well, there's this, and it may be history-making. It's something that appeared in National Review, and the headline says, significant portion of New Hampshire Republicans say they would not vote for Donald Trump in a 2024 matchup against Joe Biden. Now, this is a very significant, very interesting poll because New Hampshire is one of those swing states. Yes, it's true that Trump didn't carry it in 2016. He didn't carry it in 2020. But it was very close both times, and this is one of those states with 4 electoral votes that Trump is looking to pick up. But it says, National Review, President Joe Biden holds a comfortable 12-point lead over Donald Trump in New Hampshire in a potential 2024 matchup, in part thanks to the former president's significant weakness among voters of his own party, according to a new poll released today. This is a CNN, University of New Hampshire poll. 52% of respondents said they would back the incumbent Biden in a rematch against Trump, who secured just 40% of the vote. So it's 52-40, which in plain English is a landslide. Trump is notably weaker with voters of his own party than is Biden. While 94% of Democrats say they'd support Biden against Trump in a hypothetical general election contest, just 79% of Republicans say the same of Trump. In other words, there's a full 21% of Republicans who say that running against Biden 21% of Republicans would not support Trump, whereas only 6% of Democrats say they'd support somebody else other than Biden, which includes, I think, some people who aren't going to support Trump. They're going to support people like Cornel West, a left-wing Green Party candidate. A majority of respondents also expressed disapproval at the bulk of Republican presidential candidates, including Vivek Ramaswamy, 62% disapproved of him. Mike Pence, 76% disapproved of him. Chris Christie, 72% disapproved of him. And Nikki Haley, again, she's leading the pack. Only 57% of Republican voters said that they disapproved of her. 63% disapproved of DeSantis. An analysis conducted by the Republican polling firm WPA Intelligence found that Trump's share of white voters has been cut nearly in half since 2020, falling from an edge of 17 percentage points to an edge among white voters of less than 9%. And Brian Allen, who is a Republican, he's a partner with WPA Intelligence, he says, barring some miracle or a third-party candidate that splinters the Democrats, if Trump is the nominee and he's only 9 points up against Biden with whites, he has no chance of winning the election. And that's what he told National Review in a statement following the report. In early August, a similar head-to-head poll run by the New York Times Siena College found Trump and Biden locked in a virtual dead heat, grabbing 43% of voters respectively. A majority of Americans have deep, deep concerns about Biden's physical and mental state. Kamala Harris is the least liked vice president in the poll's history, and notwithstanding both, Biden-Harris would still beat Trump. What a sad state of affairs. So how does it get better with a shutdown? We will cover that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Allegretto Resort.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.